Are you still sure you want to celebrate Christmas with me? I can understand if you'd want to spend it with family. It's that kind of holiday. A lot of international students are flying back home, so I won't take it to heart. Okay, if you're sure. And I promise that'll be the last time I talk about it. I was serious when I said I wouldn't mind spending it alone. You're right. I'd much rather spend it with you. And it would be a shame for you not to bask in your Christmas efforts. Well, I wouldn't say you went overboard with the decorations, but the place definitely looks festive enough. Oh, Luca. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I won't see you until after the holiday, so I just wanted to say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too. Will you be with your partner?
Yeah. You too?
Yes, I will be.
I'm really happy for the both of you. And I know you don't need to hear it, but I'm supporting you all the way.
Thank you.
No problem. I also wanted to thank you for the talk we had. You know, the...
Right. You don't have to thank me for that.
I'm gonna follow your advice.
Really? Well then, I wish you luck. I'll be supporting you all the way too.
Thanks. Well, I gotta run, but I'll see you both in the new year. Take care.
You too. It was a personal talk we had. He was doubting himself, so I gave him some advice. Yeah. You wouldn't normally think someone that bubbly might be having troubles. We've both seen him giving his all in classes, but sometimes it's the ones that exude the most happiness who are the most troubled. I believe in him. He's stronger than he knows. Yes, I remember when he first started. You helped him with picking up the papers, didn't you? He has come a long way. So have you, for that matter. Just in general. I've noticed that you're different lately. Different doesn't always have to be bad. You've always been rather assertive, but I see you're putting more confidence behind your answers. I know it took you a while because of everything that happened earlier this year. The students seem to be okay with it. The staff too. I'm glad that things are returning back to normal, and that your student life has, for the most part, gone back to what it was. Yes, except for me. I see the way you look at me during class. Just because I don't always glance at you doesn't mean I don't notice. You're obviously doing it on purpose, and so boldly too. I don't know what your goal is, but it's not going to work. You are not innocent. You always have some type of motive. And I get the feeling you want me flustered somehow, or have me lose my confidence. You try all these things, but you're always the one getting flustered in the end. You can't deny it either. Well, Christmas should be fun, shouldn't it? Let's listen to some music. I know you wanted to put this on for ambience, but does it have to be these Christmas songs? I've listened to them so much this past month that all I hear is What I Want for Christmas, Playing in the Snow, and Kissing Under the Mistletoe. If I had mistletoe, I'd put it up if you wanted me to. But even then, I don't need a plant to dictate whether or not I can kiss you. You'd want that. And what about if I avoided walking underneath it? No kisses on Christmas. Isn't that unheard of? The Christmas spirit has been with me ever since the Black Friday sales ended and December started. You can't really avoid it anymore. I'm used to avoiding it, which will definitely impact how we spend it, so I'm not going to think about it like that and just relish in the fact that I have you for this holiday. And the days after. I don't need the mistletoe. I just need you. Speaking of... Here's your last present. You don't have to shake it. What if it was fragile? Go on. Open it. I'm not used to getting presents, so... I saw you looking at those shoes, which is why I bought them, and I know you wanted to get them last month, but thought they were too expensive. And I don't normally go for materialistic things, but Christmas is about getting things that are physical, and this one is from me to you. I wouldn't say I'm nervous, just I've never really bought something like this for someone. Do you want me to put it on for you? I was in the jeweler's for hours, trying to figure out what to get you. I had no idea there was so much to designing a necklace. The material, the length, thickness, and then the overall design. I don't think I've ever second-guessed myself so many times. It suits you perfectly. Do you like it? I'm glad. Did I, perhaps, go a little overboard? Are you sure? You can say if I have. Okay. Do you want a cup of tea? You can have tea on Christmas. There's no rule saying you can't. Well, people have their own traditions on Christmas. So if eggnog or hot chocolate is the drink of choice, who am I to judge? You know, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe I should have invited your parents. Or maybe I could have gone with you to meet your family. Yes, I can imagine it would be a lot to meet them all at once. And it would be awkward. Actually, it would be extremely awkward. I'll be meeting your family as your partner and your professor. No matter how accepting a family is, I'm sure that wouldn't sit well with some of them. I wasn't lying when I said that. I don't care what people think about us, but your family are different. If we're going to do this in the long term, I'd want their approval. And I know you're old enough to make your own decisions, which means they don't have a say in what you choose to do, but there'll still be some air of animosity. It means something because you mean everything to me. And maybe I'm looking at the world through rose-tinted glasses, but I imagine days where we visited and they'd be happy to see us. I'd help in the kitchen, make cringy dad jokes, and we'd play those trivia games and have a few laughs together. Not necessarily for it to be a second home, but to connect more with that side of you. To have a family that exceeds us. I won't let you see my family anytime soon. You know that's a touchy subject for me. Do you really think today is the best time to talk about it? Well, I'm sorry for bringing it up. I'm sorry. I'm not used to this at all. No, it has nothing to do with you. And I'm not ashamed of being with you. They're just not people that would understand. and I want to spare you from whatever pain they're likely to give. You really want to know? I'll tell you if you want. I don't want to hide anything from you, and you deserve to know it. Okay. I'll make the tea so you can get a blanket so we can get comfortable. No more Christmas music. This playlist is a lot better. Oh, you lit your candle already. Well, it does give the room a nice atmosphere, doesn't it? Are you really sure you want me to tell you today? Okay. To be honest, this holiday has never really sat well with me. My family are Catholic evangelists. Their views are their own, which I respect, but they try to force them on other people, regardless of what they believe in or where they're from. So my brother and I were brought up in that kind of lifestyle, reading scripture, attending mass, and being upstanding children of God. And as I started to excel beyond everyone else, my parents saw that as a gift and started to neglect my brother, even when I tried to include him. But I don't know how he saw that, if I pitied him, which I didn't. I couldn't bear to see him almost cast out because our parents thought he wasn't good enough, which made him believe it too. So he started rebelling, breaking tradition, breaking rules in general. I assume he wanted some kind of attention. I don't think mine was enough. But still, our parents preached prayer and asking forgiveness. For what? For being ignored? Or believing he was unworthy? They never said it, but they didn't have to. Anyway, the whole year it would be the same. They wouldn't change because they were ignorant to their own actions and thought change would come to him. It was only during the Advent, and particularly Christmas Day, where they made him part of the family, as if he had done no wrong and as if they had been loving him the whole time. It happened every single day. Yeah. Both of us knew they thought of him as a disappointment, and it got worse during one Christmas where they confronted him about his sexuality and basically said he was disowned in so many words. Yes. They couldn't even bring themselves to see past their own doctrine and just love and accept their son. And they had this huge argument, and I just sat there. I couldn't say anything, even though I had been in a relationship with a man myself, and of course they didn't know. It's probably my biggest regret. No, not the relationship. Not speaking up. Not showing him that I could face my own fears and stand up to our parents for him. As the older one, I should have protected him. He's old enough, sure, but that doesn't matter. And then when he suddenly disappeared, I realized I would have much rather lost my parents than my brother. I didn't want to say anything to you, because I know the holiday means a great deal to other people. And when I mentioned we could possibly spend it together, your face said it all. And judging from how my apartment now looks, you had quite a lot of fun decorating, which is something I didn't want to stifle or take away. This means a lot to you, doesn't it? Being here today. Exactly. And to be honest, it means a lot to me too. I don't want to erase the past, but with you here, I know that Christmas will be something I can fondly look back on. It's true that it would be just another day without the decorations. We could have done that, but I wanted today to be special. And honestly, my apartment has never looked better. I always have you to thank. I don't think you realize how much you've changed my life. Deny it all you want, but it's a fact. People might say it without giving it any meaning, but for me, it's almost like a miracle. You've made me a better man. You allowed me to fight for something when in the past I cowered. All the things we went through only showed me that I have a lot of room to grow, and that I want you to be there with me, as I do, so we can experience things together, grow together, spend all these holidays together. And if it's only me and you for now, I'm fine with that. But I'm ready to fight for us. I won't give in to my insecurities anymore. You are more greater than my fears. Did I reveal too much? Then look at me. Show me your face, even when you're flustered. What? You can't keep eye contact with me? Did I surprise you that much? I thought you would have known by now how much I love you. But I guess there's no harm in reminders every now and then. Besides, if it makes you look like this, I'll remind you every day if you want. Be careful of your tea. Here, put it down. Looking at you, I can't believe you're here. Where I can play with your hair, touch your cheek, and give you as many kisses as I want. I know you like them, and want them. Don't lie. Christmas isn't just about giving and receiving gifts. It's also about bearing your heart and being truthful with yourself. I wonder if you can handle my truth. Okay. My truth is that I want you right now. You're my last present, aren't you? Though you're missing a few decorations. Lie back and be a good girl. This'll do nicely. What do you think I'm going to do with it? Tie you up, of course. But before I do, I need a few more things. Wait there. I didn't think the ribbon would have any other use tonight, but I'm glad I stand corrected. Show me your wrists. No rebuttal whatsoever. And I thought you'd make this a little more challenging. The color suits you. Now I want you to relax and let me enjoy my Christmas present to its fullest. With the look you're giving me, I doubt you'd want me to stop here. Besides, I don't think you're in a position to stop me anyway. You didn't think I'd be into this. It's good to spice it up every now and then. And after everything, I think you deserve it. You've been working so hard. And despite your tries to keep calm and pretend like nothing is wrong, I notice when you're struggling and how much you try. It's very attractive. So what I want right now is for you to not think about work or whatever's troubling you. Just think of me. Listen to me. Close your eyes and let go. That's it. I'll do the rest. I'm going to take my sweet time. Oh, did that hurt? Apologies. Did I do it on purpose? I don't think I did. Even now my breath disappears when I look at you. And down here, it looks like you're enjoying being my present. Oh, you're so wet. So eager to suck me in. Your thighs are quivering. What? I know you don't want to hide it. You like it when you're exposed like this in front of me. You just don't want to admit it. Then say it. Say, I get turned on when my professor sees me naked. Prove me wrong. I didn't think you'd say it, so I accept defeat. And I'll reward you. Here. I might not even need lube, you're dripping so much. You know why? Because you admitted aloud something you've only kept to yourself. Remember the fun times we had in my office? You were trembling with the thought we'd be caught, as was I. To think we're still doing such lewd things. How you're spreading your legs for me. You want my tongue to fuck you? Ah, you like the sound of that, don't you? Then I shall oblige. No, keep your hands on the sofa arm. There's pleasure in holding back, too. see. You're louder already. Just because you're tied up. Maybe I should do this more often. I never said that I didn't want to hear you. In fact, I want you to be louder as you come in my mouth. Prepping you while I do it is a sure way for you to be vocal, isn't it? Really? Defying me when you're like this. I could be especially cruel right now and stop. But I won't. Spread your legs. You're giving me everything tonight, aren't you? If I didn't know any better, I'd say you were desperately waiting for it. Don't worry. I'll give you what you want. I thought you said you wanted to be tongue-fucked. Go on. Raise your hips so I can slip in deep. Good girl. You were really getting into it at the end, weren't you? Now it's my turn. You're still shaking from that high, and I want you to stay up there for as long as possible. Maybe I am being hasty, but when it comes to you, I'll never be able to get enough. Come on, raise your hips. I only swear when we have sex because no other words can describe the feeling. What, you want me to say blimey or bloody hell? the true language of my people? Absolutely not. Right now, I don't feel like being a perfect English gentleman. Keep your wrists right here. I know you want to hold on to me, but isn't being restrained exciting? I can fuck you as hard as I want. And I know you want to take it. Because you like challenges. And you like one-upping me. So you'll take it without saying anything, won't you? Then let's see how long you'll last. Are you listening? How deep I'm fucking you. Maybe I can go even deeper. There we go. You like that? Right here? You're about to come again? If it was any other night, I would have stopped completely and have you beg me to continue. But not tonight. You're tightening so much, I don't think I'd be able to hold out either. Okay, let's come together. Nope, your hands stay right there. You're so fucking Merry Christmas to me. Your wrists are a little red. I must have held on too tightly. I'm sorry. Are you sure? I'll get some cream for you. Later, then. You really got into that, didn't you? Yeah, I know. Seeing you laid out like that riled me up more than expected, actually. I guess we both discovered something about ourselves. I'm pulling out, so relax. That's where I like to see myself. In the reflection of your eyes. Was that too much? Well, I do think of myself as a romantic on the inside. Maybe I should serenade you with my poetic prowess. For now, come here. We can always make another cup of tea. You're my priority right now. You want my secrets? I've spilled a lot of them already. Then, how about... A lot of times, you're the only one I think about. Obvious. Then... I love you more than I've ever loved anyone. Predictable? Wow. Okay then, so I have to reach much deeper. Coriander tastes like soap to me. Honestly, I can taste it even if you put in a little bit or grind it up. I've heard that it's one of the better herbs, but I'll never be able to tell, unfortunately. If you want to try and challenge me one day, go ahead. But I'll be able to tell no matter what. And if I can't, then I'll accept defeat.